Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, we often talk about breakups here in the show. There are about 230,000 divorced or separated people in Ireland. And joining me now is a family law solicitor based in Skibbereen. Maria Pentek sees the effects of separation on couples and families day in and day out and decided to do something to help people going through it. Hello, Maria. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good.
It's great to have you on. Thank you so much for doing this, first of all. First of all, how does your own background form part of why you set up this particular business?
Well, I've been working as a family law solicitor for the last 12 years, so I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
In the courts, outside the courts, all the different ways that separations get resolved. And I set up my own law firm 7 years ago, and around that time I also got separated myself.
Okay. So a woman with abundance of experience. What are the most common issues that people go through in separating from legal to personal?
So, well, from the legal point of view, I suppose, you're looking at the finances, the property, where's everybody going to live after the separation or divorce? Who's going to look after the kids on a day-to-day basis? You're looking at technical stuff like pensions and things like that as well. But there's also the emotional side of it, which I suppose is why I set up Elevation.
Okay. Now we'll get to Elevation in a second, but let's talk about the very basic legal information around how to get a separation in Ireland. What is that for both non-married and married people?
Well, for non-married people, it's obviously a little bit more straightforward in that you don't have to go through the legal process of separation or divorce. You will still have things, if you've got kids together, you'll still have things like custody and access and maintenance to sort out. And when you are married, then you're looking at, are you going to separate? Are you going to do it by agreement? Are you going to put a formal agreement in place? Are you going to try mediation, or are you jumping straight into court?
OK, so I decide I want to separate from Leo.
Yeah.
OK, it's not going well. I've met somebody else who's hotter and younger and I'm done. We live together. We have a house together. We have children together. Communication is broken down. Is the first step really to go get legal advice there and, straight away, or go to a mediator? What would be the first port of call, would you say?
I think that everybody should take legal advice straight away, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to court. I think it's important to go and get all the information so that you can make an informed decision then about which way you want to go and how you want to sort this out.
Okay. And when people say mediator, I mean, we hear that word so often, but I mean, do you just Google mediator? Are we talking about a lawyer here? What is there people specific jobs is to mediate these situations?
Yeah, there's a lot of really good mediators out there, and a lot of them who are mostly, if not all, family law. So they're very experienced in helping separating couples to sort out everything.
Okay. And what about custody of children? That must be really a really difficult thing to decide, to come to terms with, to negotiate.
Yeah, it's often really the most the one that really causes the most emotional upset, because I think there's so many feelings floating around that get in our way of making a good decision when we're going through separation. And, it's hard. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of, it can be bitterness, resentment. If there's betrayal going on, there's all of that to deal with. So it's really hard when you're in that place to make, good decisions.
There is a saying, or I would say a thought process, that in these situations, they tend to favour the mother. Is that true when it comes to custody?
It really does depend.
Okay.
It really does. It depends, who's working, are both people working, who's available to look after the kids, things like that.
Okay. So what are the types of conflict and day-to-day issues that often arise?
I suppose the day-to-day stuff, often I find myself dealing with things like, Johnny didn't come home with the T-shirt I bought for him. And, it's stuff like that in the general scheme of things, you know, you can look at it objectively and say it's not really that important. But when you're in the heat of the moment, it's just so hard.
I have a friend that went through a particularly messy divorce, and it got so petty that when they were dropping their kids off at a certain spot, that they would take the coat off the child because they didn't want the coat wearing it when they were spending time with the dad because they never got it back. It got that petty. That must be extremely upsetting and damaging on a child when you think about it, right?
Oh,
I mean, it can get
100%.
So nasty. So what tips can you give on how to resolve these kind of things and all these day-to-day things that may arise?
It comes down to communication, in my view. That's, I suppose, again, why I set up Elevation, because communication, when we don't know how to do it properly, and we're not taught this stuff, you know, we go through separation. We've never been through anything like that before, more than likely, and we don't know how to do it. And it's communication, really, at the end of the day, that drives all of this. If we can't express ourselves clearly, if we don't know what we want, how do we ask for it?
Yeah. So tell me about Elevation. How long is the business going now?
So I opened it, I started it this year. I trained as a coach last year, just to add to my skills or my list to put in my toolbox. I started it this year. So I do a group coaching program for separated mums. I'm just working with mums at the moment. And it's amazing. It's this really safe, amazing space where other separated women, you can meet those. You get to hear that you're not alone. I think separation can be a really lonely place. We can talk about it with our friends, but sometimes we don't talk about it enough because, you know, we're sick. We're worried we're going to bore our friends or family with the stuff that you're dealing with on a day to day basis.
And it's that nitty gritty stuff that we're talking about, the day to day stuff that can be quite tolling. I know from a friend of mine, somebody just texted me in, actually, I'm separated and it drives me mad how my husband is always late dropping the kids back. I've asked him a million times to just be on time, but he doesn't care. It really causes me a lot of stress. Now, what would you say to that woman? Does she have any, can she do anything legally there? Is there any kind of pressure she can put on him? Or is that just the way it's going to be? He doesn't have to listen anymore.
It's such a common problem that people not respecting each other's times. And again, yes, legally you can make a complaint to the judge, but the judge has probably got 40 or 50 other cases on that day that may be about other things that they, you know, their time is pressurised. And so that's, again, communication.
Yeah.
It's about communication. How do you use your words to allow the other person to hear you properly, and so that you get a response and you're able to ask for what it is you need and get it?
I got another text in. They seem to be flooding in now to 51552. Interestingly, because we don't talk about this enough.
We don't.
That's why you're here. Somebody texts me saying, can a child decide what parent they live with?
It depends what age they are. The child has a right to be heard. It's in legislation.
Okay.
And often you'll get judges directing reports from experts so that the child's voice can be brought into proceedings. It really depends how old they are and what level of maturity they're at. But as they get older, their opinion and their voice, you know, it counts for more.
It counts for more. Okay, good advice. Honestly, is there such a thing as an amicable separation, or am I in dreamland? What do you think?
It's absolutely possible. I'm here to tell you I have a very amicable separation. We have myself and my ex-husband, we have two children. They're 18 and 21 now. And I'm glad to say we are really good friends. But that didn't happen by accident, Jen. Like that was very intentional.
Okay. And time, I suppose, you know, it takes time for these things to happen, right?
It does.
So it's predominantly women who are separated you speak with and look after in Elevation, is that right?
That's right, yeah. In my law firm, I deal with men and women. In Elevation for the moment, I'm just dealing with women because I don't have any extra hours in the day. But it's just, I think, a group of women together, the power of women supporting women, it cannot be understated.
I got another text in. Lastly, we'll go to this. It says, looking for help on what to do if one parent is a raging alcoholic and a narcissist who is neglecting the child and using the child as a pawn. How do you get help here? Tulsa believed the wrong parent as the mom is such a good liar. Where do you go here?
I think in situations where you're dealing with addiction or you're dealing with violence or anything like that, I really think you have to go to the courts for that. There are, again, that report that I talked about, bringing the voice of the child into the proceedings, that's really important. And getting help, like just reaching out and getting help, getting all the support that you can from Women's Aid or any of the other fantastic services that are out there.
So if that person is going to go down the legal route, would they go to the guards with that worry, first of all? Would they go straight to a lawyer, a solicitor?
Yeah, if there's any concern about the welfare of the child, then it may be a matter for the guards. It's certainly something that would require legal advice.
Okay. Another text in. Sorry, they keep coming into 51552. We might have to get you back on for a Q&A. This texter says, could you ask about maintenance, please, Jen? What are the rules there? Many thanks.
The rules on maintenance are basically, it depends what each person is earning, what's coming in, what's going out every week or month, and what's there to be paid for, who can pay it.
Okay, so it's not one shoe fits all kind of thing. It's tailored and looked at towards the individual. Okay, Maria, we might have to get you back on again to do a Q&A because the texts keep coming into 51552. But in the meantime, if anybody has any concerns or needs more information or is thinking about a separation, they don't know where to go, Elevation is your business. Are you on social media? Is there a website people can check out?
Yeah, you can find out more information. Elevation is on Facebook, Instagram, mariapentec.com. And my law practice is MOD and Co.
Amazing. Maria Pentec, we'll have to get you back on again. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and giving us that information. And if you want to check out Maria's business, it's Elevation, and her website is Maria Pentec, PENTEK.com.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.